Alright, good morning. We're Masechet Bechorot Daf Hey. We're starting from Dalil, and this year he's been given from the Beit Sefer Sadeh Golan in Katsarin. Alright, so we're carrying on over here. We had the last attempt over here. We're discussing about the Kiddusha of the Bechorot. One is another brighter, another head kefir. Makivar Papa. This is against Rav Resh Lakish. Rav Resh Lakish in the desert, there wasn't Kiddushin. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
All right. In the midbar there wasn't. Rabbi Khan said there was. So Makra Papa, Umibar lo kitchu, vakati for kol kol bechor zuchor ibn Israel. The pasuk says straight out. Right? That pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, pakod kol bechor zuchor kol bechor zachar ibn Israel. Count all the bechorot, or the male bechorot. Chodesh v'mala, v'sat mispar shemotam. You know what? If we're calm, they weren't bechorot in the midbar. This is what we want to say. Yochanan amar ki tshuv lo pasku. That's the conclusion. Rabbi Yochanan says that they once the bechorot were nikdash, right? Then they carried on staying kedoshim. Rav Lakish amar ki tshuv u pasku. There was kedusha in the desert, but it stopped. Right? Rashi Likud says mishat hacheshbon shel chumash hapekudim v'elach. From the moment that they made the cheshbon, right, from that moment onwards, there was no longer kedusha, right, and right. Let's carry on. It was like a piece of Resh Lakish. We understand Resh Lakish kedama tamor. Resh Lakish really explained his reason from the pasuk vayakiv yacha, because it only applies once we come into Israel. And Rabbi Yochanan, my time, what's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says like this. This is Rabbi Lazar the Amora, right? He's like, is Ed there? I couldn't see him last second. I couldn't see him. He's gone. Okay. Rabbi Lazar says like this. Rabbi Yochanan chazai bechil ma'as Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. The milta ma'aliyata amina, and I saw in the dream Rabbi Yochanan that what he said was the right thing to say. Right, amar kra li yihiyu, right, and what does the yihiyu mean? Bahavayatan yehu, like we saw before, right? In other words, avaya means in its current sense, like in its is like now, like in the now sense. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So you've persuaded us that Resh Lakish said his reason because of Ayakav Yachar Rabbi Yochanan, because he came to a dream, and therefore there's a strong proof here that Rabbi Yochanan was right, but because of Havaya. But what does Rabbi Yochanan Ayakav Yachar Vavar to Mavidah? What does he do with that pasuk that Resh Lakish uses to prove that the Bechorot had become Kadosh in the day in Eretz Yisrael? So when we buy Lelich Ditadi, he did something else. The Rabbi Yishmael, is going to write Rabbi Yishmael. Asa mitzvah, zo, shemishvah tikenes laret. Says, no. Mitzvah zo shel Bechorot. Shebishvila tikanes laaretz, ulachi samchin rachman ladales. It says that vayakiv yacha is a mitzvah telling us, if you do this mitzvah bechorot, if you mekadesh the bechorot, you come into Israel. Right? Amar Rabbi Mordechai Ravashi, atun hachi mat mitula. That's the way you learn it. Anan ipchemat, we learn the other way around altogether. Right? We say, Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kitshu bechorot b'midbar. Resh Lakish amar kitshu bechorot b'midbar. Turn around now. We finish the sugya. Come on, says, wait a second. Got a complete different opinion here. It's the other way around. Right? So he says to him. So this was, this is Rav Ashi says to Rav Mordechai. Amarlei, v'apchit nami tiyufte, and all these proofs which we just brought over here now, of the disputes, the whole way, all these bright words, you're going to turn that around as well. V'apchitu laha de Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar's dream, Rabbi Elazar said that he dreamt about Rabbi Yochanan coming to him. You said that Resh Lakish came to him, but there was a different dream of Rashi. Rabbi Elazar, v'amitu Resh Lakish chazai b'chalom. It was Rabbi Resh Lakish who came to him in the dream, not Rabbi Elazar. He says, no, wait a second. Amalei, lo kitchu, lo huchuchu likadesh. He says, when we say over here, lo kitchu, right? He says, not that, I'm not telling you the other way around, that Resh Lakish said that there is, Rabbi Yochanan says there isn't. When I'm saying that lo kitchu, saying lo huchuch, they didn't need any particular kedusha. What does it mean they never needed any particular kedusha? Right? Look at Rashi there on the second narrow line. Amar hai de lo kitchu de kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Hai de lo huchuchu de kadesh im rotze la krivan. Eno tzarich la ktishan kishar behemot. It's an animal, a bechor. If you want to makdis, you don't have to mak. If you want to makriv it, you want to bring it as a korban, you don't have to makdis it first like the other animal, because it's already a korban bechor, right? Sharehen kedushin hayum yishash and all, they're already kadosh from birth. Dahanu nami kedlel the Rabbi Yochanan kichu bechor b'midbar. This is agreement with Rabbi Yochanan. It's saying the same thing, but in a slightly different way. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says that they were mitkadosh in the desert. He said, you're right, we don't have to mekadesh them because they were kadosh ready from birth. So he says, that's getting you. What are you saying different to what we're saying? You're saying exactly the same thing. He says, you're right. Well, kemash melan, chayav adan omar belashon rabo. He says, you got to say in rabo, because I'm the Rav Mordechai and Rashi, atu nachi mat nitula. He says, you have to say the name of his Rav. I'll be honest with you. Understand, but where did he actually say it in the name of his Rav? Because he says, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rashi, Atu Nachi Madidu, Anan Ibchad Ar Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Maybe he just wants to say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it was his Rav. And therefore, basically, the conclusion here is, well, that Rabbi Yochanan would have, and it says that in the desert they were Kaddish, there was a constant of Bechor in the desert, they stayed Bechorot. And even though the Levim came to the job, there was still a Bechor, and that's why you had to do Pidyon Bechor, but the Bechor still existed. Okay, a new question now. We're going to get a little bit tricky. There's a bit of maths here. Just follow me. I worked it all out here. I know you probably can't see this, right? You probably can't read any writing on that, can you?
Correct. No, can't read it, no.
Can't read it, okay. Sorry, but you can see that I've done. See, I get the points. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right, hello, Steve. All right. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. Sha'al Kontrukos Hasar. Okay, so Kontrukos Hasar, we'll see, he was a goy. Et Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He asked Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai this question. Right? According to the Masud HaShas, it says there, Od Amar. Okay, so according to Rashi, and then Churin etzva od sha'alu, mashmid begitzu Rabban Gamliel, chemu safin. Okay. So it could be Rabban Gamliel, the story, but I'm not sure. It's like a sad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But per tansha levim, and we actually count out the levim, we see how many of the levim there were in the desert. Atamot says, Shimushnaim elef v'shloshmo, you find 22,300. Ira mentioned this yesterday, by the way. Ira got to this yesterday, discussed this yesterday about the Tosva mentioned this idea of the number of Bechorot. So if you take it, he said like this. If you look at Rashi very quickly, Bipratan, Riyad Gershon, it's got 7,500, Kahat is 8,600, and Merari 6,200, you add them together, you get 22,300. Okay, that's exactly what Rashi says. Okay, so on the one hand, Bipratan, when you add them all up, you cut 22,300. Atamotse Shimushna Bichlalan, Atamotse Shimushna Vedeshuswan. On the other hand, when the Pasuk quotes, it speaks about the Levim after they've done their Pidyon. We see that only 22,000. Where are the third 300? Missing 300. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to him, he said, no problem. Atun Shloshmot Bechorot Hayu. Those 300 were Bechorot. Okay. That seems to be a simple question, and he answered him very quickly. Moves on. V'ain Bechor, Mafkir Bechor. Therefore, we can't use a Bechor of a Levi to mafkir Bechor. It says, if the Bechor of the Levi also had a sort of mafkir himself, right? It says, Ma taima amar Abaye, dayo le Bechor sheafkir kedushat atzmo. It was enough that the Bechor of the Levi could mafkir his kedusha himself, right? And not also have to be able to mafkir the Bechor of Mishav. Or Chalu, ask him another question. Now this one gets a bit trickier. Begiboy Kesef, when we see the raised collecting of the money for the Mishkan, Atabotze Mataim Bechat Kikar Bechadish Remane. So we find 201 Kikarot and 11 Mane of silver. That was the collection from the Chatzi Machatzid HaShekel. Tichtev, because the Pasuk tells us, Bekele Gugolet Machatzid HaShekel. Each person for a head count, he brings half a shekel. But Shekel HaKodesh. Right? Just quickly do the numbers and we'll go back and read the Rashi into the details. Ubenetinat HaKesef. And that's when Moshe collected the money. So he collected 201 kikarot, right? 201 kikarot kesef and 11 money. When netinata kesef atamotze ma'at kikar, and when Moshe handed over the money to the Mishkan, so to speak, you find he only gave 100 kikar. Dichtiv vayim ma'at kikar kesef latzeket. The pasuk says vayim ma'at kikar kesef latzeket. It adnei kodesh v'adnei parochet ma'etaranim ni ma'at abachar. Kikar quite actually read you, to be honest, yeah. Laden. Laden. So basically he gave for the Adanim and the for that Nei Kodesh, the Na Parochet, and all the Adanim, he gave 100. So it was 201 to begin with, and 11 money, and 100. So what's missing over here? 101 kikar and 11 money, right? So he says to him, "Ubenetana kesef tamotzei mea kikar, vahi mea kikar kesef." Moshe Rabchem ganavaya. He says, "Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what was it? Your rabbi Chasma was a ganav, or Kubiustus? Look at Kubiustus. Look down here about the sixth line of Rabbeinu Gershom." The big lines at the bottom, towards the end, he says, "Kubiustus gonev nefesh," or basically, he stole people's souls. He got rid of people. So decide. Either it was bekela gugolet. You see what he's saying here? He's saying either they bekela gugolet a head count, and therefore all the money was collected, people all there, and there's 101 kikar missing, or maybe he killed people, and therefore they never and he raised 100 kikar. Bottom line is. Or last option he gives him, he's done the kaf schutia, he says, or eno baki becheshbonot. Moshe Rabbeinu isn't very good at cheshbonot, not very good at maths. So we've got three other more things. Moshe stole it, Moshe killed the people, or he's good at maths. So now, how do we get to this two different counts? So look now quickly at Rashi. I'll go through it very quickly. Machatina shekel, look, it's Rashi like a gugole, cheshbot elef. And the count, there were 630,550 people. Right? Harei matayim ve'chad kikar. So if you take 630,550 and you divide that, or you multiply it by half a shekel, you get to 201 kikarot and 11 money. Now how do we get to that? Rashi tells us kikar is 60 money. So one kikar is 60 money. A money is maya dinar. A money is 100 dinar. Now 100 dinar is equal to chamishav eshim slaim, 25 slaim, and a shekel derives the selah. So basically 25 selah make up 100 dinar, and 100 dinar is a money, 60 money is a kikar. Okay? Chashov now, take 60 times 25. So now we know that 25 is a money. And 60 money is a kikar. So 60 times 25 gives us 1,500. Timtzav kikar, 1,500 slaim. So in one kikar, which is 60 money, right, you got 60 times 25, gives you 1,500 shekels. Right? So now divide that by two, because each person gave half a shekel, correct? So 1,500 divided by two, every kikar is essentially 3,000 people. 3,000 half shekels is 1,500 full shekels. 1,500 full shekels is one kikar. So 3,000 people collected together 1,500 shekels. So one kikar is equal to 3,000 people. So now one kikar equals 3,000 people. 630,550, or digital count, divide that by 3,000. Right, divide that by 3,000. You get 210.18333333333333333333. Right? And that gives you 210 kikar. And the 0.18333333333 kikar is 11 money. Trust me on that one. If you do 60, right, which is because kikar is 60 money. So 60 times 0.18333333, you get 11. So you get exactly 210 kikar, 11 money. Comes out of 630,500 people, they gave you half a shekel each. Okay, you with me? Therefore, 300,000 became ma'at kikar, le 600, 1,200 kikar, ve 3,000, 1,500, shlaim, 1,500, etc. Either the short maths, and it comes out exactly to that. So we've got 630,550. Anybody can calculate it right now quickly and just do it if you want. 630,000 divided by 3,000 gives you 210.183333. 0.18333 of 60 is 11, and you got 210 full kikarot and 11 money. Now, so that is at the gevia, at the netina, right? So we see the pasuk says, "Right, only 100." So what's missing? 110, 101, sorry, plus 11 money. Right? So first he owns him. So he says to him, okay. So he says to him, no problem. Natan mechza v'natal mechza. Umachta shalem lo hichzi. Okay, that's basically the kuntrukusa's question. So basically, like, he took half and he kept half. Right? Look at Rashi. Umachta shalem lo hichzi. Shayalo le shalem. Right, he should have given him. I got the bacht makes so I change over there. Shayalo lahashlim hachetzi. Right, hayalo lahashlim hachetzi me'at kikar v'chatzi v'chamesh manim v'chetzi. So the half he gave, and the other half, the chatzi chamesh, a bit more than half, in fact. V'lo natan ele me'at kikar kichtiv me'at kikar. Rav agav dichtiv v'eta elef v'shvam ot v'chavishim v'shvam v'divashvim. That's it. Amad yotem mimechze hichzir. So he sees over here, no. So at the bottom line, we actually do the math. We find another pasuk that says, "Et ha'elef u'shvamot v'chamisha v'shivim asa vavim la'amudim v'tzipar Hashem v'cheshekotam." He made vavim. So there was a silver worth here of 1,775 dinar. Okay, of those of you got that? "Et ha'elef u'shvamot 1,700 v'chamishim v'shivim 75." Asa vavim. Almad yoter mi mechze hichzir. Uto pasuk lo hichzir. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun here. So basically, he answers him and he says to him, what's the problem? Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu gizbar ne'manaya. Ubakir lichzir, he was a good, trustworthy gizbar treasurer, and he was good at maths. Umanesh kodesh kaful haya. Sorry, Rashi does that. Umechze shalem lo hichzir. Never gave, less than half never gave. Okay, basically, we work out like this. So there was 210 kikar, 11 money. That's all with me, right? That's clear, correct? Everybody, the 210 is clear. Then, over in addition, so he gave back 100. We saw the pasuk of 100. So another pasuk that he gave back 1,775 dinarim of vavim. Right? So we'll see now in a second how much that is. That 1,775 of vavim is a kikar, one kikar and 11 money. So there was a 201 kikar and 11 money. He gave back 101 kikar and 11 money. He kept 100 for himself. That's how it works out. So now, so he says, on to Rabbi Yochanan Zaka, he says, no, don't worry. Umanesh kodesh kafulaya. In actual fact, you think there's an extra 100 kikar over. There isn't a 100 kikar over. The kikar of the midbar is double the value. If it's normally 60 money, a kikar kodesh is 120 money. And therefore, he gave him back. Look at Rashi there. Kafula, ya. The other kikar 120 money. Mubotan meya kikar havu matayim. Kikar ve kikar ve echad ve echad. Right? So he says there that on that kikar, actually 120 money. Mubotan meya kikar ayu kikar. Kikar ha'echad v'echad shemane ha'yu ha'elef v'shva ha'mo'ot, including that shasava min amudim. So that's he says it was double, plus he gave for the vavim, and therefore there isn't a problem here whatsoever. The Gemara says, hi, have a bay rab acha, and Rabacha asked the question, my kakashile, what's the story? Vayi ma'ala kikar kesef latzeket, okay, this which we spoke about now, which we just, this part of 1350, helech latzeket v'enach bay giza. So why did you tell him that when he took for the Yitzikot, and the balance he gave to the Beit Midrash, to the treasuries of the Beit Giza. He said that we couldn't answer like that. Why? Because Tavach Krachir, we've got another pasuk that says, V'kesef pikudei ha'eda me'at kikar. There's another pasuk which is very specific. It says, V'kesef pikudei ha'eda me'at kikar ve'elef u'shvamot v'chamishim v'shvim shekel v'shekel ha'kodesh. So we couldn't just fob him off and say that he gave 100 to 101 to there and 100 to there, or 100 to there and 101 to the Gizbar, because there is the 1775 that we know that he gave as well. So we can't just say that the first Ma'at Kikar Kesef he gave and the balance went to the Gizbar, because we see the Torah does give accounting there. So that's why he felt he had to go into the process. Are you with me so far? So I'm running through this quite quickly. Is it clear?
Yeah.
What's that hand, Michael?
I'm not really following the mathematics, but
No, but the math, it's actually quite simple. Look, we worked out that from 630,150, you agree we came to 210.18 kikar. Is that math clear so far?
630,000?
There were 630,550 men over the age of 20 counted. right? Just do this with me. Do me one favor. Somebody take a calculator quickly. Then you'll be fine. Take a calculator. Open up your iPhone or your phone. Get onto the calculator mode.
Okay, I've done that.
Right. So we've got kikar is a 60 mani. One kikar is 60 mani. A mani is 25 slaim. Right? So if you take 60, which is one kikar, times 25, how many slaim is that? 60 times 25 equals? 1,500. So we know that one kikar is now 1,500 shekels. Each person gave half a shekel. So half, 1,500 divided by half or times by 2 is 3,000, correct?
Right.
So now we know that every kikar is equal to 3,000 half shkalim.
Right.
So if 3,000 people gave half a shekel, we got a kikar. Now there were 630,550. Do 630,550, do that. 630,550.
Yeah.
Divide that by 3,000, which is 1,500 people, which is a 1,500 dinar, which is 3,000 people. So 630,500 divided by 3,000 is how much?
210.183333.
Right. Now 210. So we know we've got 210 full kikarot, because each kikar, right, is 60 mani. Right. So we did 60 times 25. So we got 60 mani is a kikar. Times 25 to 1,500 equals 3,000. 600 divided by is 210.1. So 210, right? That is, that we divided it by 3. Remember, 210 is kikarot. We've got 210 kikarot. And we've got 0.18333. So a kikar is 60. So we've got 0.18333. Do 60 times 0.18333333 gives you? Minus the 210 from there and just leave you with a 0.18. 33333 times that by 60, which is a kikar is 60 mani.
Minus that by what?
But do that by 60. 60. So the 0.18333. 11, exactly. So we've got 210 full kikarot and we've got 11 mani. Right? 11 mani is the 11 times 100 dinar or 11 times 25 slab. It's the same thing. So there we see here that in the Gavia there was 210. That's what the Pasuk says. Remember? It said that the Gavia, Beker Gumach Tzila Shekel Shekel Kodesh, so Rashi worked out that how much was the Gibui? Rashi worked out the Gibui was 210 Kikarot and 11 Mani. So now you've got the 210 Kikarot and 11 Mani. Right? Slicha? Right, so that's how we got that. So now we've got 210 Kikarot and 11 Mani. When we gave the money over, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over, the Pasuk says, 100 money. 100 kikar, sorry. And we know he collected 210 kikar, 11 money. So there's 100 and 200, right? So there's 101, 201 kikar. Okay. 201, not 210, so 201 kikar, 11 money. When we gave it over, the tenor says 100 money. So there's 101 and 11 money left over. You with me? Unaccounted for. We just did the math now. We got a 201.11, correct?
Yeah.
And the Pasuk says that that when he hands it over, and then the tenor it says, Pasuk says, 100 kikar kesef. And we know there's 201 here and 11 money. So there's 101 kikarot and 11 money which are unaccounted for. So clear?
Yeah. Okay.
Now the other pasuk says that the bekesef pekudei haida me'at kikar, 100 kikar, right? Ve'elef ushvamot. There was 100 kikar, which we gave over, plus elef ushvamot v'chamisha shekel, plus another 1,775 shekel. So now 1,775 shekel. We know that there are 25 shekel in a money. Correct? So if we've got 1,775 shekel, divide that by 25. Do 1,775 divided by 25 is how much?
71.
71. So now 71, right, is 71 that converted that into money. How many money in a kikar? 60. correct? So we've got 71 kikarot, 71 money. If you take 60 money, is one kikar. So it's a kikar plus 11 money.
Okay.
So now kikar plus 11 money, we had 201. So now we've got 100 accounted for in the pasuk of Me'at Kesef. And then we've got another kikar, 11 money, accounted for in the Vavim. So we've used up now 101 kikarot, and 11 money left over is exactly 100 kikar. With me?
Okay.
So we've got exactly 100 kikar. So we've got 100 kikar in the pasuk, plus 1 kikar, 11 money, which was used for the Vavim, plus another 100 money. So it's odds here was that a money in the Mikdash is kaful. So that money which we gave is actually not 100 money. It's equal to 200 money because it's double the value for the Mikdash. You with me? So the 100 in the pasuk is actually 200. And the 1 kikar 11 money went to the Vavim. So then we counted for the full 201 11 money. Clear?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So that was it. Now the Gemara says, okay, so we're convinced now that the money is kaful. Right? So however, so there was the first, okay, so the Gemara is like this. Where's he get this from? That it's kaful. Because only way we can account for that money in the pasuk, meaning actually being 200 money, being 100 money, being 200 money, and then we've accounted exactly on the dot for every single thing, because that 1,775 vavim is exactly the 1 kikar and 11 money. We counted 201 kikar and 11 money. 100, the pasuk says we gave. 1 kikar and 11 money we used for the vavim. Exactly 100 left over, which is exactly double the 100 which we originally gave. So that 100 money is actually 200 in our counting. Right? So where do we know that from? So maybe, I'm going to throw out a couple of possibilities where we know that a money that a kikar of the desert, of the Midbar, Mekudash, is double the regular one. Everybody up until now with me? Yes? Manny, Ed?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. So this is like this. Minale. Ilema, so he said like this. Ilema minei. If you want to tell me that it comes straight from this pasuk, the pasuk, which is exactly the pasuk which he counted, which he used, this, the Rashi says in this pasuk of the 1775 vavim, there it said, in the pasuk it said, Maya, right? The pasuk said, Ma'at, and 1,000. Why did it count the dafkin putrot in little coins? Right? A dafka count in little coins. Look at Rashi at the very top, the second last narrow line of Rashi. Below manat leputot, beputim below asa mehen klal shechashvam bekikar shvam nakafulaya. The reason why we did that particular part, we counted the first 600 as 100, and then that 77. That's not, just the first 100 is kaful. So the im ita, and if you tell me that those aren't kaful, so mea vechad kikar vechad asher maneh mibayla. So now the Gemara is a bit complicated. It says, now if you're going to tell me now that those 1775 are not the kaful ones, right? So then, Meya ve'echad kikar v'chad asrei mane mibayle. We should have basically ended up using the whole, we should have said that it's 100 and, if we're talking about in the lashon of not kaful, meaning kaful, we should have said 101, etc., etc., etc. Why do we count a daf and all those putot? So it says, Ele midalok man ana katuvanu putot in the little single thing, so I mean, manesh shel kodesh kafulaya. I think what he's saying here is that the first money in the pasuk was double, and therefore it counted double for the first money, and these weren't double, and therefore it counted these on their own. The Gemara says, "Avadil meklale kachashi bekari pati lo kachashi bekari." He says maybe that's not the reason at all, but the whole ones, "Avadil meklale kachashi bekari." Those that made a full kikarot counted as kikarot, and those that weren't kikarot, it counted as lo kachashi bekari, counted as prutot. That's why we've got 100 plus the 1,775, whatever. It didn't come up into round numbers. This is a nut. So therefore, that can't be the proof. We can't prove that pasuk anything. Maybe from here. The another pasuk that the girl brings over here is the Choshna Tnufa. Right? Shivim kikar v'alpayim v'arbe me'ot shekel. Sharei kan tishim v'shisha mane v'lo mena katu v'reputu tzamadiyah shma mina mane shal kodesh kafuliyah. I'm going to run through this quickly because unfortunately we don't have the time to go through the math now. Wow. Okay. I've got Shachrit in 3 minutes, but we're not going to finish it. The Dilma, because they call me Dilma Prater Rabbi Kachashi Vikari Prater Zuzlo Kachashi Vikari. From here. Vashekel, here comes another nice explanation. It says, this is where we're going to prove that, bottom line, that the shekel of the Kadosh is double. Because the pasuk in Yecheskel it says, "A shekel esrim gerah." A shekel weighs esrim gerah. But in the pasuk, it tells us now what a shekel is. Esrim shekalim. This is what a money is, right? It says like this. This is your money. It's made up of the weights. In other words, if you take the weights in the Beit HaMikdash, you have a weight of esrim shekalim. So you got a weight of esrim shekalim, chamisha v'esrim shekalim, a 25, asara, 10 shekel, and chamisha, 5. If you add up a weight of a 20 and 25 and 10 and 5, you get to 60. Right? He says, hamane yiye lachem. So we've got 60 shekels over here, 60 silver coins is equal to a money. If you remember, we worked out early on in Rashi's previous calculation, we said that a money was 100 dinar. It was 25 slaim. It was 25 shekel. And here we're saying that it's 60. Right? 60 money, 60 puton. And we said it was 100. So if it's 60, 100 dinar, right, look at Rashi at the bottom. He says like this, V'ashek l'shrim gaira, pasuk v'yachez, ki l'shrim shkalim v'chule, hamane yeh lachem, alma hamane shishim slaim. Look, that's shishim slaim. We just did the math, right? 20, 25, 10, it comes to 60. Now, what's our problem? We've got 60 slaim. You cover the page. Baha ma'atan va'arba'in havyan. Right? So now if you take this 60 over here, you do the maths, it comes to 240. Ma'atan va'arba'in havyan. 240. Right? It's a 60, but now the Torah tells over here, let this, hold on, give me half a second. I've written it all out here as well. Just want to find that. Right. How's it come to 240? Because if we said that 25 slaim, remember, is equal to 100 dinar. Remember we said at the very beginning, Rashi said, a money was 100 dinar, which is 25 slaim. So each dinar is basically each slaim is 4 dinar. You with me? And each shekel is actually 4 dinar. So if you do the math now and you take 20 plus 25 plus 10 and 5, so 25 slaim equals 100 dinar. Then 20 slaim, 20 shekels equals 80 dinar. 10 equals 40, 5 equals 10. You add that up, you come to 240. So we've got a case of here, we've got 60 shekels over here equals 240 dinar. And we say now that a dinar is 240, a money is now equal to 240 dinar. But previously we said a money equals 100 dinar. You with me? Come, you with me? It's not so difficult. But we said earlier on, we said 100 equal to, we said a money was 100 dinar. We said a kikar was 60 money. And we said one money was 100 dinar. Now we've just worked out, if you do the 60, right, we're saying now that is what a money is. The pasuk says, money, yelachem, this money now suddenly becomes a money of 60 slaim, and that becomes a money of 240 dinar, where our money should be 100 dinar. So it's more than double plus 40, a double plus 40. So we've got a problem. So the Gemara said like this, you know what, in a Shema Mina, we learned from this a couple of things. Shema Mina, shel koresh money kafulaya. It's actually double. How does it become double? We said a regular money is 100 dinar. It's now double, 200 dinar. So now we've got 240, remember, hey? So say now, double it up, 100 times 2 is 200. Shema Mina, another, Mosifin al Hamidot. We add to the midot. What do we add? Remember we said we add a shtut. Remember, we've done this before, we add a shtut. Right? Secondly, we learned that you add to the midot. Now, how much do you add? Ein Mosifin yeter al shtut. You only add a six. So now we've got 200. We want to add a 6 onto 200. So how much, what's a 6 of 200? 200 divided by 6 quickly is how much?
50.
Hey?
No,
it wouldn't be.
30.
A 6, if we wanted to add a 6, we'd say 200 divided by 5 would be 40. So it would be about 30 something. Right, in the probably about 30 something. But we see that there was 40 added. So the Gemara says, Shma mina, shtute milabar. And this we've done hundreds of times. We see here that you add 60. What's 60? What's a 6? When you've added the amount together, the added amount is equal to a 6. So now look at 240. 40 of 240 is a 6. 6 times 40 is 240. So the 40 that you added is a 6. When you add it together, you actually add a fifth. Remember that? We always said that you add a fifth, right? So you add a fifth, which is 20%, gives you 240. So we see over here that the real, that the regular money is 100. The Kodesh money is 200. We add onto that midah. How much do we add? We add a 6. And what is the 6 that we call a 6? And so we've added actually a fifth. But when we add it on, it becomes a 6 of the total. With me? That's the Gemara here. Okay, that's it. That was a difficult part. Now we're going to rush to the next one. Okay. The Tana, the Beit Mutva, is it Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Eliezer? Help me, somebody. Rabbi Eliezer, right? Tana. Rashi says, what's special about chamorim that we redeem chamorim as opposed to horses and camels? Amarle, he says, that's the first reason. And second reason, the donkeys do actually have some special reason. Yeah, what is that? They helped Am Yisrael, we definitely try him. There at least each person that left had 90 luvim donkeys, right? Luv is a place, Rashi says, ulim, the best one. But probably like, they're probably, probably like, I don't know, from Libyan donkeys. What's the translation in English there, by the way?
Lubian.
Hey, Lubian. I don't know what that is. Okay, but like good ones, Rashi says, ulim, the greatest donkeys. Tonimi kaspa v'zavash, which are carrying the silver and gold of Mitzrayim. That was the first question, first thing Rabbi Chanan said, V'od Shaltiv, and another question that I asked Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Chagadol, was what in the Pasuk says, Lashon Refidim, right, that they had Refidim, V'amirli Refidim Shema, let's just call this name, it's a place, Kitnai, like Rabbi Eliezer, Umer Refidim Shema, Rabbi Yerushev, no, Rabbi Yerushev says not the name, it's Sherifu Atzman Midivrei Torah. Rabbi Eliezer is quite here in the Pasuk, in the Brighter, and you see he says that Refidim was a place, Rabbi Yerushev says, no, Rabbi Yerushev actually means something. They basically they weakened their hands and therefore they didn't. Rashi says there, that's why Amalek came to them. Another question asked him, shittim? It says then shittim. What is that? Shittim shema? It's a place. Ketana like Rabbi Eliezer says shittim shema. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Shitasku bedivrei shtut. Shittim is in divrei shtut. Rashi says lizanot et penot Moab, where they were busy with the women of Moab. But Tikraena la'am lezivchei Elohim, they called the nation to come and give sacrifices to the gods. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Arumot Pagubahen. Rabbi Eliezer says Pagubahen because he stays with the lashon there of the. He says that but Tikraena mashma gufan hayap. They came naked. There was a woman. Rabbi Shua says no. Shenaasu kulan baalei kiryan. They were all basically over baalei kiry, and therefore that was okay. New Mishnah here. Parashayalda. So you got now a cow that gives birth, right? V'min chamor, right? And the birth and the kamin chamor. So the cow gives birth to a donkey-looking type of creature, or chamor shealda kamin sus, or a donkey that gives birth to a sus. Pturim in a bachor. They are all part from the bachor from giving first. But watch Neymar, Peter chamor shnei pamim. The pasuk here mentions Peter chamor twice in two separate pasukim, right? Once a twice. Want the mother a chamor and the child a chamor. That's why I mentioned it twice. The yoled, Rashi says over here, is hayoled na'ayim v'hanolad chamor shu domel imo, was similar to its mother. And we learned the other day that if there were certain simani that were similar to its mother, it was chai, remember? Remember that? We learned it was similar. Okay. So my haim ba'achilas, the Mishnah says now, okay, so we understand that this chamor born from a sus, the para born from a cow, let's say. Now there is a bit of a machloket girsotia whether we've got treif and kosher, treif and kosher both times, but let's leave it alone. That's umahem bachila, right? So otan she'ein tumin le'iman. The one isn't something to bad. It's not a bechor, but can you eat it? Or is it got a kedusha bechor? It's not a behemoth tohara. It says she'yalde kamin behemoth temeya. If it's a kosher animal that gave birth to a treif looking animal, like to a chamor, let's say a cow to a chamor, mutar bachila, right? And then you can eat it. Utmeya, but the treif animal she'yalde kamin behemoth tohara. But if, for example, a horse gave birth to a cow looking animal, asur bachila. Why? Shayotze min ha-tameh, tameh v'yotze min ha-tar-tar. Even though it came out of a tameh, it looks like a kosher, it's tameh. If it came out of a kosher animal that looks like a tameh, it is kosher. Okay, k'mos lakos. Now, we learned earlier on, and this is exactly the Mishnah which we learned on Daf Gimel. Rachel she'yaldim in ez, if a sheep was born from a goat, ve'ez she'yaldim Rachel, or a goat born from a sheep, patur min ha-mevchor, they're patur. However, im yesh bo miktzat simanim, and look at Rashi there. Im yesh bo mitzat simanim shel imu. If it has got a bit of its motherly type of simanim, sechayev. So we know that. We know maybe. So I'm reading the Amar Kra. The pasuk says, right. Look at this pasuk over here. The whole pasuk. The pasuk says, ach bechor shor or bechor kesef or bechor ez. This is pasuk many times. The pasuk quotes bechor three times for shor kesef ez. Lo tivde. Right. So why is that? So he says, Sheyehu shor b'chor roshor, the shor him and his b'chor, b'chor kesef, Sheyehu, so too with the sheep, kesef u'b'chor or kesef, so too is b'chor. B'chor is with the goat, so too Sheyehu is u'b'chor, they should all be the same. So now, Yachol afilu yesh po miktzat, and therefore they're all the same, they're patron b'chor. So Gemara says, Yachol afilu yesh po miktzat simanim. If they even they've got similar, some simanim, they should still be patron b'chor. Talmud Omar, ach. Pasuk is no ach. The pasuk there says, Ach b'chor shor or b'chor. Why I thought of ach? Ach comes to chilek. That here, if it's got some simanim, it would look actually as yeah, ach mid matzi lemichtav ach shor kesef es. The ha'inyan of b'chor k'mishlaya. We talk about the b'chor. Dichtiv le'el minay kol peterechem. It's pak peterechem. V'nachat b'kulu b'chor. Mentioned all of the shema mina ad she'ha b'chor ke'imo v'lo yehe dome la'acher. Needs this a little bit like his mother and not dome la'acher. Now that dome la'acher is what we call nidme. Remember I mentioned it the other day in the shir? There's a concept of nidme, when an animal looks like another type of animal. And nidme is asu. But if it's got similar to its mother, so then it is chayev. So Gemara says, v'ha'atana peter kenasi letifer, lepara. Our Mishnah uses the lashon, the concept sukim of peter. Why does that bright up there? Why does Rabbi Huda use the pasuk of ach b'chor shor? Right? Tana Petra Petra. That's the Dela Para. So he says, Who Damak Mesia Gili? He's got his own Makor Mesia Gili. What's the reason? Zara Mesia Gili Omer, Ach Bechor Shor, Achi Yehu Shor Bechor Shoro, Bechor Kesef, Achi Yehu Kesef, Bechor Kesef, O Bechor Ez, Achi Yehu Ez Bechoro, Yachol Afilu Yesh Po Mitzat Shibanim, Tamud Omer Achilek. So he quotes the whole story again, that's his Makor, and therefore he uses this Makor. So Gemara says, okay, but my Kamifligay. So what's the machlok between the two Tanaim? Our Tana uses the pasuk peter. There in the Tana debate, where was that come from? Rabbi Avdos, from the Bright Rabbi Yosef Lili. He uses b'chor. So he says Tana didan, our Tana savar gal rachmana b'kedushat amim. The pasuk in our Mishnah, the Mishnah over here. I don't know. There should be. Phone or east phone. Right? Saba, they're waiting for a minute, but yeah, we'll go to this quickly. Saba Gari Rachmanim Kedusha Damim. There he uses Kedusha Damim. Do you remember Kedusha Damim is the Chamor, because it's got no Kedusha Guf. Who I did Kedusha Guf, and he learns it so too there. That's why he learned from Peter. Rabbi Yossi Saba Gari Rachmanim Kedusha Guf. Rabbi Yossi told us the din in Kedusha Guf, and that's why we learned Bechor. Who I did also have Kedusha Damim. The Gamma Kedushadamim Kedushaguf. He learned from Kedushaguf to Damim from Kedushaguf. So Gemara says, V'tana didan. So our Mishnah, which used Peter from Chamor, which he learned Kedushadamim. Hi, Bechor, my Abidai. What does he learn that Bechor for? Where's that? Why didn't he use the same pasuk? Obviously, got to do it for something else. Right? He says, Mibayelei, he did something. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Lama Ne'emru. That's pasuk the hey ach b'chor shor b'chor kesef b'chor ez, right? Olama amru nemru emorin. In that pasuk there, it says there b'chor. Then it says tizrok haim etamam tizrok lemizbeach v'et chelbam nechaylev Taktir Yisheh Nereach Nicholach. So it says there, the Emorim there, right, you're going to burn their chayinus. So it says, Lama Nemru Emorim B'chor Shor, Emorim B'chor Kesem, Emorim B'chor Ez. Why do we mention it all the time? It says, Trich, we need to mention it all the times. Why? Because of Achmanu B'chor Shor, if we just learn from B'chor Shor, we'd say that it's a special deal in B'chor Shor. Shechein Nitraba B'Nesachim. Because the shor is nitraba benesachim. Look at Rashi there. Chatziahin. When you do the nesach, it's got a lot more. You do chatziahin. Kesev and ez. You've only got a revita and a quarter of a hin. Right? So therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn kesev and ez from shor. And if we just learn written kesev, we'd say kesev shechein nitraba balia, because you also burn the tail. And not the others. So therefore, that's what kesev is special. And if we just learned it from ez, when you do for Avodah Zorah, you bring an ez as a korban. So we'd say each one would have a separate dimur, therefore we couldn't learn it from each one. We don't know about that, therefore we have to learn them all three. So we say, okay, so you can't learn one and then learn the other two from the one, but maybe chadim had lo atya. Maybe we could learn one from two and not learn b'chor of shor, ez, and kesev. Just learn shor or an ez and learn kesev, or just learn shor and kesev and learn ez, or just learn ez and kesev and learn shor. You with me? Clear?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, which one don't you want to read? If lo lichto, right, if lo lichto, right, sure, if you leave out shor, you want to learn shor from kesef and ez, tati bihenach, so we'd say it's a problem. Why? Ma'ale henach, the kesef and the ez, shechein nitrabu etzel psachim. You can use those two for you bring them on Korban Pesach. Right, which is our case over here, and not a shor. Therefore, okay. So lo lichtov kesev. If we don't write kesev, we write shor and ez, and then learn a kesev from shor and ez. We also will be able to do it. Why? Because malehenech. What about the shor and the ez? Shechein nitru words lavana kochavim betzibur. Then we've got the par chatat, right? When we bring the avakav betzibur, we've got the par lola and the seir lachatat. And you don't hang with a kesev there. So we'd say, that's why they're special. So okay, maybe lo lichtov rachman of ez. Leave out ez. And learn ez from shor and kesef, tati mehenech. He says, no, it wouldn't be able to work either. Why? Because ma'ale henech, shechein yesh bahen, sad ribui etzel mizbeach. Right, look at Rashi, at sad ribui etzel mizbeach, more on the mizbeach, kashehen krevim, yesh mehen le ishim yoter mi ez. Shor benechasim ve kesef balea. We saw it before. Right, each one's got something additional on the mizbeach. Hilchach chich, we need them all. Okay, so that's beautiful. So we explain now why Atana can't learn that pasuk. Right? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili imken. So if the Shabbat is like this, Rabbi Yossi Aglili imken de lo atya kra lach. If we only use the pasuk for this, lichtov kra, if we're only learning it to teach us each one, then the pasuk didn't say b'chor, b'chor, b'chor. Could just say lichtov kra, what could we have written? Kra ach b'chor shor kesev ez. Just say b'chor once, and then say shor kesev ez. B'chor, b'chor, why does it mean to b'chor, b'chor, b'chor each time b'chor? It says, elav shma mina, ad shehu shor ubechoro shor, to teach us that we have to have him the shor and the bechoro shor. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hi Peter Chamor, my Avidai. So now we've learned why Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses this pasuk of Yerkes, the bechor, but that pasuk in the Mishnah, Peter, which our Tanner in the Mishnah learned there, what does he use that for? He says, me buy this the Tanner, need to for Sarah Dunner Bride, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, mitoch sheneemar ach padotiv de et bechor ha'adam, et bechor ha'bema ha'tmea tiv de. The pasuk tells us that you're going to do pidyon for the people and pidyon for the behemah tmea. Shomea ni afilu pitra esusim v'gbar, because it says, achir ha'bechor ha'behemah tmea. Doesn't say chamor. It says for behemoth, for my animals. Therefore, I could think that even for a sus or a gamal, for a sus or a cow, those are also going to do peter rechim. Tamud lomar, peter chamor. That's why it mentions only peter chamor. So amart lechava, maybe say no. Velo amart, sorry, tamud peter chamor. Peter chamor amart lach, I told you. Velo petrei susim v'gamalim. Because why does that work? By dain ani omer, petrei chamor b'se. But Peter Susim v'gamalim b'chol devar. Maybe no. Maybe the pasuk there is just telling me about that a petrei chamor is special, that it only is a se. That there I bring a goat. But if I susim v'gamal, do b'chol, I can bring anything to do a petrei. I still have to do petrei, but not necessarily with a goat. Right? Turn over to think it's not Talmud Lomar. Petrei chamor shnei pa'amim. Only twice. Petrei chamor, I told you petrei chamor. Velo petrei susim v'gamalim. Only that and not anything else. Okay.